Real estate is still hot, so hot that some economists say it might make more sense to rent. The number of new homes sold jumped more than 12% last month, and prices keep rising. Many people who have not bought a place yet are scrambling to buy, assuming that interest rates will climb. But in many hot markets, such as San Francisco, San Diego, or Boston, prices have gotten so steep that economists are saying it might not be worth it. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
I'm standing on the sidewalk in downtown Boston, where a towering complex of 130 new condos is under construction. This is one of the more heated real estate markets in the country. In just the past 5 years, home prices here have risen more than 50%. But rents have not been rising. They've actually fallen a bit in the past couple of years. And that's got some people doing the math and deciding they might be better off renting.
People are asking me constantly about why am I not buying a place.
Liz Brady does sales for an educational software company. She just moved to Boston a few months ago from San Francisco, and she was eager to buy.
At first, it was very exciting and wanting to buy my first home and become a frequent Home Depot shopper and really get settled in there for the long term.
But Brady says she got a bad feeling from the open houses she went to. She was struck by how many rental buildings were being hurriedly fixed up and converted to condos and being sold for top dollar.
It felt very much like a frenzy. The sawdust had hardly settled before they were already turning them around and trying to sell them. They really looked to me half finished.
It's not that Brady couldn't afford to buy, but any two-bedroom condo she wanted to live in was going for at least $350,000. And after she sat down with a financial advisor and factored property taxes and insurance into the mortgage payment, she decided to rent.
So the mortgage payment, for example, would be anywhere from $2,400 up per month. A similar layout would rent for about $1,400 a month. So you're looking at about a $1,000 difference. Of course, you get tax breaks.
But Brady says that wouldn't make up for the $1,000 difference. And buying has other expenses, closing costs, maintenance.
That does create a very good economic case for renting today versus buying.
Gleb Nechayev is a senior economist with Torto Wheaton Research, which tracks housing and rental markets around the country. He says historically, the costs of renting and buying have moved up and down in tandem. That is until 4 years ago. Nechayev charted the cost of renting versus buying in 21 top housing markets and found those lines diverging sharply.
We haven't seen that in the last 30 years. Rents have declined, and yet home prices continue to escalate.
Nechayev says this change is not explained by low interest rates because he looked at mortgage payments, not home prices. Between 2000 and 2004 in San Francisco, rents fell from $2,000 to $1,500 a month, while median mortgage payments rose from $3,000 to $3,400. In Washington, D.C., rents inched up just a bit, while mortgage payments jumped 54%. Dean Baker, an economist with the Center for Economic and Policy Research, says that imbalance can't last.
A lot of people who buy into these bubble markets, I would call them, are likely to see big hits on their home sale price when they look to sell, you know, 4, 5, 10 years down the road.
Baker argues that as interest rates rise, that will force prices back down. And he believes that strongly enough that he and his wife, who's also an economist, recently sold their own condo.
I had bought a condo in Washington, D.C. in 97, and I saw the price triple. And, you know, the idea that I'd be sitting on a place that could well fall, by my reckoning, 20 to 30% in price, that seemed to make it worth the while to move. So I ended up moving to a very similar place just two blocks away where I'm renting now.
But if you recently bought a house or a condo and you're clutching your stomach listening to this, you should know that most economists are not predicting a crash. They think that in most markets, prices will just flatten out as rents catch up. Eric Belsky heads up Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. He says people have been cornering him at parties to get his advice on renting versus buying. He thinks the market is imbalanced, but stopped short of warning people not to buy.
There was a sense 3 years ago that we were at a peak. Had you made a decision 3 years ago on the basis of a conclusion that we were at the peak of the house price cycle, you would have missed out on an incredible amount of appreciation in the last 3 years. None of us has a crystal ball, and therefore none of us really know where prices will go. But obviously, the longer you're...
Belsky says at this point, people sort of drift away from him at the party, feeling like they still aren't sure what to do. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.